Welcome to Life Without Limbs Radio with Nick Vujicic. I am your co-host, Brian Boyd. And today, Nick, we've got part two of your interview with Stephen Jackie Green from the Museum of the Bible.
Yes, we do. Stephen Jackie Green, amazing Christian, Bible-believing, and man, do they mobilize for the kingdom. They love God with all their heart. They love the world. And not only are they doing this Museum of the Bible amazing monument for all to enjoy, but also getting curriculum into education systems around the world as well. And they just want everyone to know that the Bible is more than just a book, and whether people believe the way that they believe or not, even if they do believe, it's just another book. It is a book, the book, to go and check out, study, and be enthralled by its historic evidences and trails and impact on all of humanity.
It is amazing, and I've had the opportunity to walk through the museum in D.C., and you probably need 3 or 4 days. It's incredible what they've built here, what the whole community has built. But in the show notes for this podcast will be all the information you need to find out information about how to attend the museum. It's free. You just need to get tickets and more information on what Steve the Green family is doing. So let's go to part two of Nick's interview with Stephen Jackie Green.
As we know, the God of the Bible is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Please talk to us about maybe a significant story that touched your heart when anyone of the Jewish faith first heard about what God had put in your heart to do.
Well, the president of our organization is Kerry Summers, and Kerry Summers has made over 100 trips to Israel. He has developed a lot of relationships there and has been very friendly with a lot of the Jewish people in Israel. He built out the Nazareth Village, which is a tourist destination in Nazareth, Israel. And so the connections that we've had with the Jewish community have been strong because of his connections. And we've had many that have come through the museum and have really been pleased with what we have done in telling the Bible story, to the point where that even in the museum, there is a space where the Israeli Antiquity Authority has their own space. They're providing artifacts in that space where, you know, we have a large collection that you alluded to, getting a chance to see a sneak peek before the museum was open. But the Israel Antiquity Authority has over 2 million artifacts, so our collection pales in comparison. And the Vatican has their own space as well. So this is really a worldwide collaboration celebrating this book. There are over 40 individuals and institutions that have come together, and the Jewish community has been very friendly, and we're excited that the Israel Antiquity Authority has their own space to share some of their items.
Amazing, amazing. Let's talk about the book. What do you hope people get from the book that you've published about being the founders and the opening of the Museum of the Bible?
Well, in this dangerous book, I think for one thing, we share some of our personal experiences with the Bible and just our own interaction with the Bible in our lives. And then we share about the impact and influence of the Bible in our world and culture, as well as how we got started with this idea of starting the Museum of the Bible. And ultimately, we want to point people to engaging and being intrigued with the Bible and finding out more about it, because it is the best-selling book of all time. And we want people to have an opportunity to be engaged with it and more educated concerning the Bible, and just to find out more on their own.
It's amazing. I actually skimmed through the book. I'm not going to lie. I haven't read it in full, but I was skimming over it. I just got it recently, and I was just in awe. I don't read many books, but I can't wait to dive into it, because I see how you go into family and you go into your own personal struggles, and then you go into how God called you to be adopting a child as well, and how God has taken you from glory to glory and strength to strength, your entrepreneurial spirits for the kingdom of God. your thanksgiving towards God for every blessing and being the best stewards of every gift possible. It's just mind blowing. I remember walking away the first time I met you and your family, I was like, wow, because I'm a person that talks about dreaming big. Well, Jackie and Steve Green not only dreams big, they do it big, and it only gets bigger and bigger and better. And seeing how the initiatives of the curriculum going worldwide, and seeing this worldwide collaboration, I just want to say on behalf of all the believers, and those who are yet to believe as well, thank God for the Green family. Thank God for those people who've supported you all along the way and prayed for you. May God bless you and your family, because this is a monument. This is a historical legacy, not just on behalf of your family, but straight from heaven to a nation that God certainly loves, which is the United States of America. I am so blessed to be excited about knowing how many children are going to go through this museum and be amazed at to what they see and really understand the power of the book, the dangerous book, but really the Bible, the word of life that is applicable for everyone. I just want to ask Steve and Jackie, is there any last maybe thought from each of you that you'd want to leave for your listeners? I mean, I want to tell everyone about the Bible Museum and not suggest, but compel people to go and check it out, especially those people who don't believe in God, bigger or greater than a religion or just Bible being another book. This is the Word of God, and there's just so much history and proof of the lineage and validity of such scriptures. I'm going to do my best to compel people. I'll twist as many people's arms as I can. But I want to know, what would your last thought be to invite them to come to the Museum of the Bible for themselves and also really just any last thoughts and wishes for anyone listening who may not believe in the Bible yet?
Well, first of all, thank you for your kind words, Nick. And, you know, I would say just, I would like to just invite people to come. You know, you just need to allow yourself time to really see all of the artifacts. For those that are believers, I think it's just so enlightening, because everything that you believe, you see, proof, basically, you know, time after time after time of things that just solidify, you know, our foundational beliefs in the Bible. And for those that are not believers, to just come with an open mind and really interact. It's a very immersive, engaging museum. It's not like any other museum I've ever been to. It's very engaging and hands-on and very visual. It's just, there's something for everyone. And we just invite them to come.
Well, our family has been blessed by this book in many ways. We grew up in a Christian home. Our business operates according to the biblical principles as best we can. And we've been blessed to be born in a nation that was built on principles or founders found in the Bible. And so we have been blessed multiple ways by the Bible and why we want to share it with as many as we can and encourage others to consider for themselves. And we've really done it, as Jackie says, in a very engaging way. If I were to put a book under a glass case in a language I can't even read, it only grabs my attention for a short amount of time. That book, the book that we celebrate, the Bible, has an incredible story, and our job was to tell it in an incredible and in a creative way. And we engaged some of the leading design firms in the country to help us tell that story. And I think when people get here, they're going to be thrilled at what they see.
Amen. Praise God. You know, I'm not only looking forward to waves of the next generation coming through the doors of the museum and seeing the young and old be fascinated by it and touched by it. We know that there is power in these scriptures, and God speaks to us through the scriptures. So may God really touch every single person walking through those doors who were there on an educative level, on any level of fascination to see history and proof of it. I'm so I'm anticipating actually waves of worldwide tourists coming through, especially in those countries where they're not allowed to really talk about such knowledge in the Word of God. And so may God bless you. I'm so blessed to know you and your family. So blessed to have this time together here on this podcast. Authors Steve and Jackie Green, the book is out. Get it. Download it if you want an electronic version. Is there an audiobook version for that one too?
There is an audio version. There is. Thank you.
If you like the audio version, go get in your car. You don't like the traffic, plug this in and God will bless you certainly. It's actually an easy read wherein I love how you've put the voice of who you are, like on this podcast. I can hear your voice coming off the page, especially you, Jackie. I can feel the mother's heart in all the words there, and it's real. It's texturized. And so it's an easy book to read for anyone who doesn't really read a lot of books. Parents, listen to me very carefully. I am very concerned in our nation of America that we are, as Steve said, raising up a generation who are Bible illiterate. They don't know scriptures. They're not taught the way our parents were taught or the way that we were taught the Word of God. And unfortunately, I really believe that this generation, it's very easy to become consumer mindset kind of Christians instead of grabbing that book and spending time with God and seeing those holy scriptures come to life in everyday living. This dangerous book, please get your copy now, download it, tell everyone you know, and please, if you know anyone planning or even talking about going to Washington, D.C., go along with them. Make it a trip. It is a trip that you will never forget, and it will impact your life forever. Steve and Jackie Green, thank you, and may God bless you and your entire family.
Thank you, Nick. God bless you, too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Life Without Limbs Radio with Nick Vujicic. Hey, please check out our show notes for more information about what we talked about today. We'll have links for everything. Tell a friend. For Nick Vujicic, I'm Brian Boyd. See you next time.